33 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're looking at mostly weaker prices. Soybeans continue to lead the way down here at 8:30 restart here. Beans continue to get a little weaker, now down double digits for the day. It's kind of the on again, off again trade. Discussions continue to keep beans somewhat volatile here. Seem like a little more hardline stance on trade negotiations over the weekend have things a little weaker, at least on the bean side. Of course, expect this back and forth to continue until the G20 meetings here at the end of the month, where it's still expected that President Trump and President Xi of China will have some sort of face-to-face meeting discussing trade. So we'll probably continue to hear some trade talk as we continue to go towards that end of the month meeting. Not much on corn and wheat here this morning, although those markets are slightly lower. We will have export inspections out today. Crop progress out this afternoon. It's winding down here as we move towards the end of November. Corn expected at 91% completed, beans at 93%. Those are still slightly below the five-year averages, but do show some increase from last week's numbers, so continue to inch along here, at least in harvest progress. Looks like a little warmer here as the week goes on, so should see some continued harvest progress in some parts of the Corn Belt here. Kind of a choppy trade week here. We will have a normal trade session on Wednesday, no trade on Thanksgiving, and the markets do close early on Friday at 12:05 Central Time, so a little bit of an abbreviated trading session here this week. We do have Dease corn currently at 364.5, down a quarter. March corn at 375, down three quarters. May corn's at 382.5, that's down a penny. January soybeans 878.25, now down 14 cents. March soybeans at 892, down 13 and three quarters. May soybeans at 905.25, down 13 and one half. December Chicago wheat at 502.5, down 4 1/4. March Chicago wheat at 509, that's down 6 1/4. Kansas City wheat shows December at 476.75, down 6. March at $5.75, that's down 5 3/4. December Minneapolis wheat at 570, down 1 1/4. March Minneapolis wheat at 572, that's down 1 1/2. The oat market here is one exception here. It's actually showing a little higher trade today. December oats at 302.25, up 4 cents. March at 302.25, also up 4 3/4. Livestock markets here are mixed here this morning. December cattle at 115.75, up 40 cents. Feb cattle 120.02, up 30. Jan feeders 146.67, up 15. December hogs 59.90, down 17. Feb hogs at 67 even, up 25 cents. Brian?
All right, Aaron, thanks for the update.
You bet. Have a good week. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois this morning. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 38 degrees, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 25 and mostly sunny for the day tomorrow, a high of 36 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 33 degrees at 9 o'clock.